I wanted to know, in Joel chapter 2 and verse 28 and 29, and it says in 28, it shall come to pass after that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And I wanted to know, is this pertaining to the Jewish people or is this the end time church?
Both. The Bible teaches that prophecies can have a dual application. This would be Exhibit A. Mm-hmm. The reason I know that is Peter applies this to the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 18, Peter right. specifically quotes Joel, and he says, what you are seeing here is a fulfillment of what Joel said. But Peter doesn't say this is going to be the only fulfillment, because the Bible tells us that he's going to pour his spirit out on God's people just before the dreadful day of the Lord. And that's Malachi chapter 4.
Right.
Well, that would be the judgment day. People will have the spirit and power of Elijah.
Okay.
And so there'll be a repeat of that. Now, let me explain. In the Bible, farming, they use this language. There was what they called the former rain.
And the latter rain.
Exactly. They would plant their seeds. The former rain would germinate the seed. It would grow through the season. Just before the harvest, there was often another latter rain that would plump the crop before harvest, so to speak, ripen it. And in the same way, Acts, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, that was the former rain. Just before Jesus comes, he will again drench his people with the Holy Spirit that they might preach the way the apostles did,
right.
where there'll be power and multitudes converted prior to the harvest when Jesus comes. And Revelation pictures Jesus coming to harvest.